Except for the Lord's Church, there is no organization or program anywhere that even claims the existence of such a plan. It is a plan so magnificent, so comprehensive, and so universal that it staggers the imagination. It is the only plan that is consistent with the perfect justice of God. And just as Christ's sacrifice for all mankind was vicarious, the sacrifice that we make when we go into the temple and perform vicarious labor for those who are beyond the veil enables us to become, in a sense, saviors on Mount Zion. As with other sacrifices, blessings attend the work we perform for our ancestors and others in the temple. A woman who was seeking for a spiritual gift describes how she was guided to obtain it. Listen to her story. One time I was pouring out my heart in prayer for a particular gift of the Spirit. That night I dreamed that I saw my grandfather, who had been deceased about 2 years. He was looking through his wallet for a couple of lost phone numbers, a couple of lost names. In the dream, I was looking over his shoulder, trying to help him. And in the background, in another room where I couldn't see who the person was, a man whom I knew to be a member of our extended family was preaching this incredible sermon about this gift of the Spirit that I was seeking. Then I woke up, and I just instantly knew what it meant. I knew that the Lord was linking these two things. If I would help my grandfather find those two names, then I would be given that spiritual gift. The next morning, I went downstairs and looked through my grandfather's things, which I would not normally have done, because I thought his line had been thoroughly researched already. But knowing that the Lord has sent me there, I knew that I would find something. I started with my grandfather's immediate family. He had 6 brothers, just one of whom was still living, and that brother was a temple worker. Glancing down the page, I realized that 2 of the brothers had gone inactive and had never had their endowments or their ceilings done. I called my mom and asked, "Is it possible that they didn't take care of their brothers?" She said, "Well, I don't know. Call Uncle Ed at the Provo Temple." And I called him and he said, "You know, I don't think we ever did." I am quite certain that probably the very day the final work had been completed, I received in a significant and obvious way the endowment in my life of that gift of the Spirit that I had been seeking. Close quote. No separation of the sacred and the secular. Enough keys and powers were restored in the Kirkland Temple to literally save the entire human race. When Moses, Elias, and Elijah appeared on April 3, 1836, they gave Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery the authority and direction to carry out the 3 fundamental purposes of the Lord's Latter-day Kingdom: proclaiming the gospel, perfecting the saints, and redeeming the dead. In a sense, it was the first priesthood executive committee meeting held in this dispensation. In reality, these 3 purposes are simply 3 different aspects of the mission of the church, which is to invite all to come unto Christ and be perfected in Him. The whole concept of bringing people to Christ can be encompassed in a single word: Zion. The scriptures tell us that Zion consists of the pure in heart. And Zion is more than an individual. It is a family, a community, a geographic region, a civilization that has developed an immunity against the influence of the evil one. It is a millennial culture. It's important to realize that the threefold mission of the church blends temporal and spiritual activities together. This essentially tells us that there is no separation at all between the sacred and the secular. In Mormonism, everything is sacred. If all that we do is truly consecrated to the building of God's kingdom and the establishment of Zion, there is no such thing as secular work. The Lord has said, "All things unto me are spiritual, and not at any time have I given a law which was temporal." We should have the same perspective in everything we do. When President Hinckley announced the inspired creation of the Perpetual Education Fund in the priesthood session of General Conference of April 2001, everyone could sense the Lord's concern for the education and earning power of His children in providing for their families and building God's kingdom. In the words of President David O. McKay, every noble impulse, every unselfish expression of love, every brave suffering for the right, every surrender of self to something higher than self, every loyalty to an ideal, every unselfish devotion to principle, every helpfulness to humanity, every act of self-control, every fine courage of the soul, undefeated by pretense or policy, but by being, doing, and living of good for the very good's sake, that is spirituality. Close quote.